Well, that was it was a nice way to end this trip for us. I really got to give the players a lot of credit this week. It was a tough game against the Jets and kind of a quick turnaround. You know, we moved everything up for them, and so it was really kind of like a short week for us. Came a long way, but I thought they really did a good job in their preparation, and they executed and played very well out there today. So, I'm just really, really proud of the way our players performed. Got to give them all the credit in the world. They had a couple tough weeks here, with the Seattle trip and then this trip and all that, but they didn't let it affect them. They just took care of business and played a good, solid football game. So, looking forward to getting a few days of rest here and then, turn our attention to Buffalo. But it's great to come here and come out of here with a good win like that against the Rams. And we have a lot of respect for the Rams, and they're a good football team, but we had a good day today. And players did a real good job, all three units. Look, every team we play is a good football team. Like there's no, every week's tough in this league. So you got to come ready to play every week. You know who your opponents are, and that's what makes us a great game. Every Sunday is its own challenge. So nobody knows what's going to happen on Sunday in the NFL. That's how we play the games. I don't know. We could take a look at the calls after the game, but I didn't sense it was much different.
Coach,
yes? We'll leave that to our travel people and the people who are, we have people in our organization that work on that, and so we'll see exactly what we have there. Yes? Yeah. I certainly like the results. It's a good win for us against Tampa, and it was a real good win for us today. So, it's a great feeling to walk out of here feeling like you played well and, knowing that you can kind of relax for a little bit here. We don't have a game for 2 weeks, so at least we can relax for a little bit and kind of enjoy this one for a few moments. But, we'll pretty quickly turn our attention to Buffalo, but it's good to win. It feels good to come to London with these kind of results. Yes, sir.
Do you almost feel like yourself with an extra goal getting a lot of support for serving your world around you with a designated
I don't know if I go quite that far, but it was good support out here. Rams had a lot of support here too, but it was good. We had a lot of our fans here, and it looks like we have some London fans at the game, so that was a good feeling. Sir Greg.
Getting Tom back in the shotgun and struggling inside, you guys did that for much of the first half. You also did that towards the end of the Jets game in the overtime. Is this more of a case of you kind of like what you saw out of Tom in the Jets game? You want to continue that, or was it a game plan thing?
I'd say it's pretty much always a game plan thing. We take a look at who we play each week and what we feel like is the best way to attack that team. And I don't think we can worry too much about how we played somebody else or didn't play somebody else. It's a new team. Doesn't mean you can't do a similar thing, but I think, we gotta look at who we're playing. We can't, do something just because it worked last week. I don't know, you have to ask them about that, but I would say from our standpoint, we tried to get in formations and personnel groups that we feel like could give us an edge one way or another, either on the play or maybe a pre-snap read that would give us an indication of what they were going to do or a matchup that we could create. And Tom did a good job of finding those. And, we blocked well. We threw the ball well. We made some yards in a running game. We scored in the red area, then turned the ball over. So, it's good execution offensively. A lot of good things there. Yes.
What do you think of the secondary today?
Well, I think probably when we look at the game, we're going to see things all the way around. Some were good. Some were could have been better. Overall, I thought we did a lot of good things defensively, but it wasn't perfect, certainly. And there are a lot of things that we can continue to work on. But it was good to, good to come up with a couple balls, and we had our hands on a couple more balls. But you never like to give up. I don't know, what was it, like 16 for 18 at one point, or I don't know, whatever it was. But, you want to defend some of those passes a little tighter than we did and rush a little bit better. So it's a combination of that, too. I'd say our pass rush wasn't as good as what I hoped it would be. And our coverage, therefore, always is going to be put under a little more stress, and we don't rush quite as well. And then we had times when we did rush well, but we just got to do it more consistently. I think our whole offensive line did a good job. Yep. Tom did a good job of stepping up in the pocket, too. I mean, there were plenty of times when they were running past him, but he was able to slide up into the pocket, and that was a result of Donald and Wendy and Dan giving us a pocket that he could step up into. So it's good teamwork all the way around, but certainly Sebastian and Nate saw two good edge rushers today. All our backs have been productive this year. They really have, including, Bolden, who wasn't here today, but gotten good production from all those guys. So we're confident when any of them are in the game. We have different groups and packages and that type of thing for them. But whichever guy's in there, we have a lot of confidence in. They've all been good for us. Yeah, we talked about that before the game. I think it's always easy at the end of the game to look back and say, based on the results, well, it was or wasn't. I think the better thing to do is really look at it before the game and say, well, how do you feel going into it? And I think in talking to our players and our assistant coaches and some of our medical people, our trainers and strength coaches and that, we all felt the team was ready to go today from a, physical standpoint, that we were rested, that we had some energy, that we were, focused and ready to go. Of course, it's easy when you win like we did today to say, well, it was great. But I think kind of the better measuring stick is kind of how it was, how you felt before the game, before you knew the results. And we all felt good about that. So we did that last year, or last time we were out here. And I think that the players handled it well, and I thought they handled it well this time. And I felt like going into the game that we had good energy and that we'd be ready to go. And we played a pretty good football game. I'm sorry. It's good. Every stadium's different. Every stadium's got kind of their own personality and own atmosphere and own environment. The Wembley Stadium is obviously big. It's almost cavernous there with the slate opening up on top. The lighting's a little bit different, but it's a big crowd and a good crowd. They were into the game, and. Again, you hear a lot of back and forth cheering in a game, which normally it's one way or the other. You play at home, it's all your fans, or you play on the road, and it's all their fans. This is a little bit of a, kind of a split, so it's a little bit unique. We're not used to, usually don't get games like that. But the stadium was great. Playing on grass is always good. We play most of our games on turf, so it's good to see those jerseys get a little dirty and grass stained, get muddy and all that. Kind of good. Good feeling there about watching football, guys picking up dirt out of their face masks and stuff like that. So we don't see a lot of that back in the States. We see grass fields down in Florida and Tampa and Miami and Jacksonville, and it's all pretty, Florida grass. This is kind of, throwback there in the mud and rain. So it was a good old-fashioned football game. I think our guys liked it. Looked like Gronk liked it.
All right, guys.
Okay, thank you.